The Magic Valley is Idaho's most productive agricultural region. And as Rachel Cohen reports, in addition to milk, corn, and potatoes, companies there are now digging into research and developing ready-to-consume products.
It's early on a Monday morning, and Aaron Hyatt is baking some sweet treats.
Let me just get some water in.
Hyatt is a food scientist for Glambia Nutritionals in Twin Falls. Right now, she's preparing some ingredients for protein bars.
So it has protein and stevia for sweetener, a little bit of salt, some gums, and some acid.
Glambia is primarily a dairy ingredient company. It has 4 milk processing plants in the Magic Valley, and it sells raw materials like milk powder and whey protein, flavors, grains, and vitamin mixes. Glambia also helps other companies make their own products using these ingredients.
We've made a lot of bars, and so we know what's out there on the market and everything, so we just help them make the type of bar that they want.
That's the primary focus of one of Glambia's 2 research and development centers in Twin Falls. Where Hyatt works, companies bring in an idea. Maybe they want to develop a new granola bar or protein mix. Then the food scientists at Glambia develop prototypes, gather feedback, and at the end, the client walks away with a new product.
So when a customer wants to develop something, they'll give us a set of parameters. They'll tell us the nutritional targets they want, what they would like on the ingredient label.
That's Glambia's Senior Vice President of Research and Development, Lauren Ward. He oversees Glambia's 9 R&D facilities across the globe. Back in the 1990s, Ward says this product development process used to take around 6 months. Now, with more scientists on board, it takes 2 to 3 days. And location is key. This R&D facility is within a 10-minute drive of Glambia's dairy plants.
So that's one of the reasons why we really enjoy being in the Magic Valley. It links us to the plants. It helps us in developing those ingredients that are going to make a finished product that hits that nutritional and functional characteristic that the consumer is looking for.
That's also in part why Chobani recently moved its R&D team to Twin Falls from New York to be right next to its yogurt plant. Nate Murray, who leads economic development for the city of Twin Falls, says investment in food research here is on the rise. For 100 years, the Magic Valley has been a hub for raw agricultural goods.
And we have, you know, lots of milk, potatoes, wheat, corn, fish, all these things that go into a variety of products.
And over the past decade, food processing has grown in the region. Now the area is poised for the next step, food science and research.
And I think that has led to just a greater interest in food in general from the research side of it.
So now, companies like Chobani are not just coming to the Magic Valley to process food. They're also thinking about the future here, too.
So we're going up to the 3rd floor. So all of the 3rd floor is R&D.
Senior innovation scientist Amanda Tuck leads a tour of Chobani's new innovation and community center. The elevator opens onto an open floor plan. Glass doors and chalkboard walls line the space, and wooden yogurt tasting tables are the centerpieces.
So there's meeting space and collaboration space, but it really is where we do like the vast majority of new ideas. So if there's a new flavor you see or a new concept, like it came out of here.
CEO Hamdi Ulukaya says Chobani will be expanding beyond yogurt early next year. And to him, the Magic Valley is just the place to test out new ideas.
Because we always believed that Magic Valley can become the valley of food innovation, food entrepreneurship. And it's already happening. We see all the companies are coming in.
To put it in perspective, though, labor economist Jan Rozier says R&D departments don't expand the local workforce that much. Glambia's R&D team added about 35 members to Twin Falls over 20 years. And of Chobani's 700-person workforce, about 45 work in R&D.
To say it's growing leaps and bounds, probably not, but it's really great sustainable growth, and it brings individuals to our community that we might not otherwise be able to attract.
Murray says bringing these research scientists to Twin Falls will likely inspire a multiplier effect of food innovation.
When you have a concentration of that type of professional, like you get sort of these kind of collisions that happen on a regular basis where people are sitting across from each other eating and they just start talking about what they're working on and it just sort of formulates into a different idea. And
he says the city's goal is to grow the entrepreneurial culture in Twin Falls.
Shortly, I think we'd love to have like a physical location that your typical student or community person can come to and get the support they need to kind of grow, you know, out of their kitchen even, whether it's, you know, someone's jam or jelly or chocolate, and sort of like, hey, that's sort of the next Clif Bar, Chobani.
There's no official plan in the works for this type of makerspace right now, but Murray hopes this is the dawn of a new economic phase for the Magic Valley that builds even further upon its agricultural roots. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.